Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Wild Free Will podcast. I am really keen to be here talking with you about making time work for you. So this is actually something that I'm playing around with right now really heavily in my own life. I have a lot on the go as I'm planning some big and really exciting things on in my personal life and even within my businesses and stuff like that. And I'm just really excited, but there's so much going on. And last week, I found myself really in this sense of like, in this state of like super frenetic energy and feeling like I was constantly in a rush. And I'm smart enough after all these years and all these books and all these courses, I'm smart enough to know that that doesn't necessarily need to be my reality unless I'm choosing it. And so I kind of had like a sort of come to Jesus moment with myself this week about how like I really don't want to be in that energy because it's not serving me long term. So let me give you a little bit of background on me from this point of view. I risk going into burnout really easily. Like it's something that's, it's always quite close for me, unfortunately. And I think that's because I have a tendency to like overthink. And I'm not even necessarily overthink, but I think about a lot of things. I'm always thinking. I'm not necessarily overthinking about one specific thing. I'm just thinking about a lot of things. And in any case, that takes a lot of like mental energy and it really does kind of deplete you over time. So it's something that like, obviously I want to get in check in and of itself, but because I know that I operate this way, if I end up taking on too many tasks in my week that I have to think about, then I know that I'm always at risk of sort of pushing myself over my own line in the sand. And everyone's line is going to be different. So this is something I've spoken about on the podcast where I've been doing something like because other people were telling me to, or they were kind of suggesting that I should do it their way. And like everybody's way of doing things is different. Everybody's personal line in the sand is different. Everyone's like tolerance for how much they can do or the pace at which they can move is different. Okay, so you need to figure out what your own baseline is and really find a way to honor that. And I know for a fact that I just don't have the capacity unless I am taking really almost near perfect care of myself. So if I am exercising 3 times a week and I'm eating super healthy and I'm on a very strict sleep schedule, then I have the capacity to obviously handle a lot more. Let's be real. When is that actually the case for most of us? When are we on a perfect sleep schedule, working out the way we want to, the amount of times that we feel like we need to for our bodies, and then eating super well, right? We need to be, absolutely. And in reality, the way that life should be organized is that those things all come before work, but that is not necessarily the world that we live in. And so we are always adapting to things and we need to work on creating our own reality, absolutely. Like I really try to prioritize those things, but I don't succeed 100% of the time. And every time I kind of dip away from that level of self-care, I know that it dips into what I'm able to produce, how productive I'm able to be. It's normal. That's the way it works, really, right? The extent that you can be there for other people, that you can give parts of yourself to the world is to the same extent that you are taking care of yourself. And so, of course, taking care of yourself needs to come first, but we all know that it doesn't always come first that way in the lives that we live. So here we are. So one of the things that I really had, like, in this come to Jesus moment this weekend, I realized that I was doing too much and I was doing it at a pace that wasn't working for me because I was doing it at somebody else's pace. And, like, despite the fact that I've talked about this a million times and in a million different ways, I'm still kind of bumping up against this and moving through it. But this time, the turnaround was way, way, way quicker. So I was feeling very rushed over the weekend, and it was already Monday morning that I kind of like had this conversation, started having this conversation with myself. And then by last night, by Monday night, I had already sort of like released it. So the turnaround is getting quicker. And that's kind of the point of this podcast too. It's never one and done. We talk about that all the time. But also, it's not that like once you integrate the tools, now your life is perfect and you move forward and you never have a problem again. It doesn't work that way. But as you use the tools, your turnaround time from when things go to shit to when you figure it out is a lot quicker, right? Every single time. So you remember, if you listen along to the podcast, that there was an episode I did, like I think about a month ago now, where I was talking about like prioritizing other people's opinions and moving in the world the way that those people had moved and how it had made me physically sick. And I was ill for like a week, basically. And so now I'm coming up against a similar situation. It's not exactly the same because no one's opinion was there. I was just kind of sponging the energy of the people around me. So it's on 100% on me. No one did anything. This is very much like my own perhaps lack of boundaries and like also the fact that I wasn't sleeping well enough. So I wasn't really in that like full cup state to like really be able to take care of myself and kind of do what I needed to do and recognize that that energy wasn't necessarily mine. So I wasn't able to do that, but I really realized it quickly and then had a really quick turnaround. So last night I was having a conversation with myself and I realized that I wasn't living the way that I wanted to live. I wasn't living in alignment with my own values and my own beliefs about time. And maybe it's not something that I believe about time all the time, but it's certainly something that I want to believe about time, let's say. So what I want to believe about time is that there is always more than enough time to do everything that I need to do. And we forget that time is malleable. And I know that that sounds like way out there. And I want you to sit with that for a minute. I want you to really be here with me for a second as we explore this idea. Time is a construct that we have created, right? We have decided that days are 24 hours, along with like nature, obviously, and the way that the sun rises and sunsets and so on and so forth. But there's no rule saying that the sun can't rise and set twice in one day. Like we've decided that days have 24 hours. We have decided that we're going to work 8 hours of those days or more, depending on like the society and the culture that you live in. We have decided all of these things. So time is, I don't want to say it's necessarily an illusion, but it can be as well. And so if that's true, that we created this system, and certainly capitalism we did, certainly the idea of like working 8 to 9 to 10 hours per day, 5 days a week, we certainly did create that system. That is not something that is inherent in nature. It's not like trees work 8 hours a day and we're mimicking that. It's not like the sun is up only for 8 hours a day. Although in the winter, perhaps in some places, yes, but right? We have decided these things and we choose to believe that this is the only way to go about doing things. So if time is malleable, what we believe about it influences how we use it and also how it shows up for us. So sit with that for a second. What we believe about time influences how we use it and how it shows up for us. And like, there's so many idioms in the English language, like that talk about this, like time flies when you're having fun and those kinds of things. Like it's, if time can move at a seemingly faster or slower pace based on how we're feeling about it, then we know that our experience of time has an influence on time itself, right? So how can we use this in a way that actually serves us? So there's a couple of things to do that we can do. We can choose to believe that we are always in a rush, right? That there's never enough time, that it's hard to get things done, etc. Or we can choose to believe that we always have enough time. Just like every other thing that we cover on the podcast, it all boils down to choice and to the energy and the intention that we bring to whatever it is that we're thinking or we're saying. So the energy that you bring to any situation influences the situation itself. Why aren't we using our power and this kind of co-creative energy to influence the way that we approach time? So last night when I was having this conversation with myself, one of the things that I really sank into was this idea of like, okay, who do I want to be in this situation? How do I want to feel about time? Because right now in the moment when I was having this conversation, like last night, I was feeling overwhelmed. I was feeling frenetic. I was feeling in a rush. I was feeling like I wasn't going to be able to accomplish all the things that I wanted to do. I felt like there was a limit to the energy that I had available to me. I felt like I was being kind of cock blocked by time, if I'm being totally honest. Like, I did not have a story that time is on my side. So there was like a lot of stuff going on there. So what do I want to feel about time? Well, I want to feel like there's always enough time. And I want to feel like I have time to take care of myself in addition to doing all the things that need to get done. I want to feel like I have the capacity to move at my own pace no matter what anyone else is doing. I want to be able to start my days slowly and intentionally. I want to be able to have time for the things that make me feel good, especially in the morning. So that would be like yoga and meditation for me. Those are huge, and journaling as well. All of those things really help me set up my day in a really grounded and centered way. And it helps me shift the energy and the pace I move throughout the day. So ignoring those things is really not like a winning strategy long term, right? So I want to be able to feel all of those things. So I need to then begin telling myself a new story about time. And that story needs to be the fact that there's always more than enough time to do everything that I need to do. So there is no rush. There is no rush. And everything is unfolding perfectly. And everything always works out in my favor. And I am so lucky, right? Time is just an illusion. Time is malleable. And I can create more of it when I need. And then this was a really big one. The deeper I breathe, the more time I have available to me. How often do you find yourself holding your breath? Do you ever catch yourself doing that, especially at work or like when you're thinking about something stressful? Like, breath is fundamental to us and we deny it. We deny ourselves like this simple thing. It's really hilarious. And honestly, that's a podcast in and of itself. So we're not gonna dive into that. But it really is about this idea too of surrendering. There is an underlying tone of surrendering in all of this. Like, yes, I can create more time. Yes, I can choose to slow time down by choosing to slow myself down, by choosing to slow my thoughts down. But there's also this idea of like, I surrender the fact that I have a lot to do today. I have a lot that I want to get done or that I need to get done. And we can also play around with that. Like, does it really need to get done? There's also a conversation that could be had there. But I have a lot of things that I'm working towards, and they're really beautiful things. And if I'm not enjoying the journey of getting to those things, then what the hell is the point in the first place, right? So there is this sort of surrendering, like, okay, these are the things I would like to get done. These are the things I need to get done. And if they don't get done, that's okay. And if they don't get done, I'm still worthy. And if they don't get done, I can come at them tomorrow, because there is always more than enough time to do what I need to do. And if things don't get done today, then maybe there's a reason why they didn't happen today. Maybe they'll work out even better if you do them tomorrow. There's always room to play with these ideas, right? We don't need to come at them from such a rigid and kind of close-minded perspective. If we're able to come at time from a more surrendered, more open, more flowing place, then time is going to meet us in that energy. If we come at time with a frenetic, overwhelmed, I need to get shit done, I need to run around like a chicken with my head cut off energy, then it's going to bring us more things that kind of just pop up out of nowhere, right? And we're never going to have that kind of space and time that we're craving to really do things and do them well. And really do them well. Because that is a part of this, isn't it? That's fundamental. We're not just running around. We're not just trying to like be in a huge rush to like get through life. To like what? Race towards death? That's not the point of living. We're here to enjoy each singular moment. And yeah, there's shit moments. And yeah, there's things that we don't want to do. And like not every moment is sunshine and rainbows. Absolutely. But we are here to enjoy life and to enjoy the process. Let me share with you that I am working towards something that I have wanted for well over 20 years, okay? And I am 30 years old. Like, I'm 33 almost, but anyways, like, right? I'm in my 30s. So the idea that I am working towards making a dream come true that I have wanted for 20 years, why would I want to rush through that process? That doesn't make any sense. There's no value in that, right? The value is in savoring every single step towards making this dream a reality. Because I have wanted it for so long. And if I've waited this long to make it happen, then I had better enjoy every minute of going through this, right? Like, and I get to enjoy the process of making this dream a reality. That's huge. And like, what a privileged position to be in as well. Like, I don't negate that at all. Like, I have the opportunity in front of me to make something happen that I've wanted for a very long time. And that is incredible. And so I owe it to myself because I love myself and I like myself and I care for myself and I think I am worthy of this. I owe it to myself to enjoy every bit of the process, as much of it as I possibly can, right? Because like, otherwise we're just rushing through life to get to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And we're never enjoying what we're actually doing. And we're not really savoring, right? We're not really soaking in the juice of life. And like, that's the whole point, isn't it? And like, that's this whole discussion too about time and the idea that time flies when we're having fun and stuff like that. Does it have to? Or is it that we're not really fully present with what we're going through? And so it goes by really quickly. Or like, is it when it slows down when you're doing something that you don't like when you're working and time seems to drag on or whatever? Is that maybe because we don't really love and we're not really connected to what we're doing? So we're not getting lost in the doing of it, but we're getting lost in the counting time. Like we're counting down the moments till it's over, till it's done, right? Like there's so many layers here and there's so much nuance, but what I'm encouraging you to do here is really, really look at your relationship with time. How do you treat time? How do you approach time? How do you talk about time? What energy and intention do you bring to your relationships with time, right? And how do you want to be? Like, is the way that you're being actually the highest expression of who you want to be on planet Earth? That's what we're always asking ourselves on this podcast. That's what we're always going through. Is this how I really want to behave? Is this the energy that I want to embody? Is this the highest expression of who I am as a human on Earth? Am I happy with the way that I'm moving? Am I happy with what I'm doing? And if not, how can I change that then? Right? How can I come at this from another perspective? And so what I'm saying to you today is to really understand that the way that we move in the world and the pace and the way that we view time is yet again a choice, and that we have the power to make a different choice at every minute. In every moment, we can make a different choice. And it can be as simple as saying a prayer. It can be as simple as saying, okay, I have a lot to do and I surrender what I have to do. And what gets done and what doesn't get done doesn't. And I know that no matter what, I am still a worthy and capable human being. And I know that there is still more time for me to approach this, right? And this idea of there's always more than enough time to get everything done. There's always more than enough time to do everything I need to do. There is always more than enough. Always more than enough. Everything. There's always more than enough everything. This conversation happens to be about time, but there is always more than enough everything. Sink into that as well. So really watch your thoughts and then try to reframe them. As always, all of this is just another way to approach mindset. And we're talking about mindset towards time today, but it's all mindset work, right? That's how we're coming at this. And if you have any questions for me about this topic or any other topic, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for me to cover, you can reach out to me and I'd be happy to chat with you. I'd love to hear your perspective and what this brought up for you. If you loved it, you can rate, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. It means so much to me every time you guys leave a comment or say that you love the podcast, or even that you don't, because I want to hear what you have to think. It makes me so happy to engage with you. And it means a lot that you take time out of your day to leave me a little love note. I would love to hear from you if that resonates with you. And if you're looking to get in touch with me, you can find me on Instagram at Candace Alacia or on my website at www.candacealacia.com. And I hope you have an amazing weekend. And I will see you on next week's episode of the podcast. Ciao!